It is time for the Warren County Radio Bible School, and so get your Bible and come to class. You'll want to turn in your Bible to the book of 1 Samuel chapter 7, and we're going to begin a study today called The Revival Under Samuel, looking at Sunday school notes that were written by E.A. Elam for the Sunday schools of March the 2nd, 1924. The text for the lesson is 1 Samuel 7, verses 5 through 13. But at the beginning of this Sunday school lesson, E.A. Elam asked us to read Samuel chapter 7. And so that's what we're going to do. It continues on the reading that we have done from 1 Samuel chapter 1. And so we'll read chapter 7 and then continue with this Sunday school lesson. Now, while you're turning in your Bible to 1 Samuel chapter 7, I'll remind you that the Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rockcliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m., and all are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rockcliff, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. Now with that, let's turn to our text, 1 Samuel chapter 7, and beginning in verse 3. And Samuel spake unto all the house of Israel, saying, If you do return unto Jehovah with all your heart, then put away the foreign gods and the Ashtaroth from among you, and direct your hearts unto Jehovah, and serve him only, and he will deliver you out of the hand of the Philistines. Then the children of Israel did put away the Balaam and the Ashtaroth, and served Jehovah only. And Samuel said, Gather all Israel to Mizpah, and I will pray for you unto Jehovah. And they gathered together to Mizpah, and drew water, and poured it out before Jehovah, and fasted on that day, and said there, We have sinned against Jehovah. And Samuel judged the children of Israel in Mizpah. And when the Philistines heard that the children of Israel were gathered together in Mizpah, the lords of the Philistines went up against Israel. And when the children of Israel heard it, they were afraid of the Philistines. And the children of Israel said to Samuel, Cease not to cry to Jehovah our God for us, that he will save us out of the hand of the Philistines. And Samuel took a suckling lamb and offered it for a whole burnt offering unto Jehovah. And Samuel cried unto Jehovah for Israel. And Jehovah answered him. And as Samuel was offering up the burnt offering, the Philistines drew near to battle against Israel. But Jehovah thundered with a great thunder on that day upon the Philistines and discomforted them, and they were smitten down before Israel. And the men of Israel went out of Mizpah and pursued the Philistines and smote them until they came to Beth-Kar. 1 Samuel 7 in verse 12. Then Samuel took a stone and set it before Mizpah and Shin, and called the name of it Ebenezer, saying, Hitherto hath Jehovah helped us. So the Philistines were subdued, and they came no more within the border of Israel. And the hand of Jehovah was against the Philistines all the days of Samuel. And the cities which the Philistines had taken from Israel were restored to Israel, from Ekron even unto Gath, and the border thereof did Israel deliver out of the hand of the Philistines. And there was peace between Israel and the Amorites. 1 Samuel 7 and verse 15. And Samuel judged Israel all the days of his life. And he went from year to year to circuit to Bethel and Gilgal and Mizpah. And he judged Israel in all those places. And his return was to Ramah. For there was his house, and there he judged Israel and he built there an altar unto Jehovah. The golden text for this Sunday school lesson about Samuel is 1 Samuel chapter 7 and verse 3. Direct your hearts unto Jehovah and serve him only. The devotional reading is the 51st Psalm. The psalm has an inscription for the chief musician, a psalm of David when Nathan the prophet came unto him after he had gone into Bathsheba. The penitence of this psalm fits the situation we read about in 1 Samuel chapter 7, Psalm 51, beginning in verse 1. Have mercy upon me, O God, according to thy loving kindness. According to the multitude of thy tender mercies, blot out my transgressions. Wash me thoroughly from mine iniquity, and cleanse me from my sin. For I know my transgressions, and my sin is ever before me. Against thee, thee only, have I sinned, and done that which is evil in thy sight, that thou mayest be justified when thou speakest, and be clear when thou judgest. Behold, I was brought forth in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me. Behold, thou desirest truth in the inward parts, and in the hidden part thou wilt make known to wisdom. Purify me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Make me to hear joy and gladness, that the bones which thou hast broken may rejoice. Hide thy face from my sins, and blot out all my iniquities. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and uphold me with a willing spirit. Then will I teach transgressors thy ways, and sinners shall be converted unto thee. Deliver me from blood guiltiness, O God, thou God of my salvation, and my tongue shall sing aloud of thy righteousness. O Lord, open thou my lips, and my mouth shall show forth thy praise. For thou delightest not in sacrifice, else I would give it. Thou hast no pleasure in burnt offerings. The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and contrite heart, O God, thou wilt not despise. Do good in thy good pleasure unto Zion. Build thou the walls of Jerusalem. Then wilt thou delight in the sacrifices of righteousness, and burnt offerings, and whole burnt offerings. Then will they offer bullocks upon thine altar. Now turning to our Sunday school lesson, this little book of Elam's notes, there are some geographical notes. We've read about Kirjath-Jearim. That means a city of trees. It was about 6 miles northwest from Jerusalem. Mizpah means watchtower. It is a hill northwest from Jerusalem, about 6 miles further toward the north than Kirjath-Jearim. From Mizpah, all of central Palestine could be seen. Locate on the map Ramathaim Zophim, Beth Shemesh, Ramah, and Shiloh. You will find those places in the map on the back of your Bible, and it would be good to be familiar with those maps at the end of your Bible, that you might have a geographical reference to the things that you read about in that book. This lesson is in 1 Samuel. We're going to the hints and helps for the teachers now, the books of Samuel. This lesson is in 1 Samuel. We do not know who wrote the book of 1 and 2 Samuel. There are some indications, though, that it could have been Samuel himself wrote them. He probably wrote parts of them. In 1 Samuel 10 and verse 25 we read, Samuel told the people the manner of the kingdom and wrote in a book and laid it up before the Lord. There were also books of Nathan and Gad. We read in 1 Chronicles 29:29 that the acts of David the king, first and last, behold, they are written in the book of Samuel the seer, and in the book of Nathan the prophet, and in the book of Gad the seer. The books of Samuel may have been compiled from all of these writings. They're called after Samuel because he is the leading character in them. The two books of Samuel were originally one book, the present division having been made in the Septuagint translation. Samuel was the last of the judges. God gave them judges until Samuel the prophet, we read in Acts 13 and verse 20. Reading here in Acts 13:20, he gave unto them judges about the space of 450 years until Samuel the prophet. Now we're going to read in this lesson also about the tabernacle at Shiloh. Shiloh was about 25 miles north of Jerusalem, on the north of Bethel, on the east side of the highway that goeth up from Bethel to Shechem, and on the south, a Libona. Judges 21:19. The tabernacle had been there since its removal from Gilgal by Joshua. We read in Joshua chapter 18 in verse 1, the whole congregation of the children of Israel assembled together at Shiloh and set up the tabernacle of the congregation there. All the males assembled there 3 times in the year to keep the feast and to worship God. The women also were permitted to attend. Eli was the priest and judge at the time of our lesson, and he judged Israel 40 years and died at the age of 98 years. We read in 1 Samuel 4, verses 15 and verse 18. Eli was 98 years old, and his eyes were dim that he could not see, and he died. For he was an old man and heavy, and he had judged Israel for 40 years. Now let's remember the birth of Samuel. Samuel was the son of Elkanah and Hannah. His name means ask of God, because God gave him an answer to his mother's prayers. It says in 1 Samuel 1 and verse 20, it came to pass, when the time was come, about after Hannah had conceived, that she bare a son, and called his name Samuel, saying, because I have asked him of the Lord. He was born in Ramathim Zophim, that is the double hills of the watchtowers, about 4 miles northwest of Jerusalem. Elkanah had 2 wives, Hannah and Peninnah, which was then not considered a sin, but it was not best, and it certainly wasn't God's plan from the beginning. Peninnah had children, but Hannah had none. These wives went with Elkanah to Shiloh to worship God. He gave to Peninnah his wife and to all her sons and her daughters portions, but to Hannah he gave a double portion. He loved Hannah. Peninnah sorely provoked Hannah and fretted her because she had no children. Peninnah did this year by year when she went up to worship God. And Hannah wept and did not eat. At Shiloh, Hannah, in the bitterness of her soul, prayed and wept sorely. She vowed to God that if she would give her a son, then she would give to him back to God all the days of his life. In her distress, Eli thought that she was drunken and reproved her. But she explained to him her condition, and he assured her that God would answer her prayer. In due time, Samuel was born, and Hannah remained at home with him until he was weaned. Then he took him to Shiloh and gave him as she had vowed to God. We read about that in 1 Samuel chapter 1. At that time she uttered the prayer of thanksgiving in 1 Samuel 2:1-10. And she left the child at Shiloh as he ministered or served God before Eli's direction. He wore a linen ephod made doubtless after the pattern worn by the priest. We'll continue this study in our next class.